In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. All right, I can't help it. I have to do a Labor Day barbecue thing here. Because as you're prepping your Labor Day barbecue, stop for a second and ask yourself where those hamburger patties came from and who's responsible for making those hot dog buns. Anastasio Marx de Salcedo wrote a new book called The Combat Ready Kitchen. And it turns out the U.S. military has a huge influence on the food on your plate. Her investigation starts with a beef patty, but it was 8 months old and designed for U.S. troops in Kuwait. Anastasia, it's good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me, Molly.
So tell me a little about how this book came about. How did you go from being a foodie and a food blogger to an interest in a several-year-old beef patty?
Well, my journey started with a sandwich. I'm a mom, and I pack a lot of lunches. Mm-hmm. And one day, I got to thinking about that sandwich, and I started to realize that the ingredients actually were probably no healthier nor fresher than the packaged ones that pleased my kids. And so I started doing research, and I discovered this obscure U.S. Army base, the Natick Soldier System Center. And I said, wow, what's the Army doing in our food?
And the answer seems to be quite a lot. Tell us about your visit inside this Natick Soldier Systems Center and what happens there.
The center actually houses a bunch of different research programs that have to do with supplying everything the individual soldier might need. And there, they develop improved rations. So that means actually coming up with the recipes for them and doing all sorts of tweaks to figure out how to get them to taste right and to have the right shelf life.
That's how the soldier meals are created. Then what is the progression from this facility to our lunchboxes and our grocery stores?
Well, that's really interesting. And the reason for that dates back to World War II. And part of that was this establishment of the system of federal laboratories. And what happens there, all the research and technology development is then passed to the consumer sector in hopes that it will be able to quickly convert to wartime production. And in the case of the Combat Feeding Directorate, that means that it can look to the food industry to convert its manufacturing lines to producing rations, or better yet, that some of those consumer items might already meet military specifications, which in fact many do.
And you have a number of interesting examples. Can you tell us, can you give us one of those examples of something that really started out as purely military and is very popular now?
Well, one of the example that people really enjoy is cheese powder. And that came about from World War II when the government was looking for ways to reduce the weight and volume of food, of the enormous amount of food that it was shipping overseas to feed troops. After mm-hmm. the end of the war, a whole little industry had sprung up to support this dehydrated cheese, and they needed a market. And that market ended up being the grocery manufacturers such as Kraft and Frito-Lay and Nabisco. And one of the very first products to use this cheese powder was the Cheeto.
And what else are they working on at Natick that we might want to know about or keep an eye out for?
Well, on the product side, there's one that I know that everybody is going to be excited to see, which is the shelf-stable pizza. And this will be a pizza that will be wrapped in regular packaging that you can store in a closet or in your glove compartment or on your shelf and just unwrap and eat as is.
Anastasio Marx de Salcedo is the author of Combat Ready Kitchen, and it is fascinating. Thank you so much, Anastasia.
Thank you so much for having me, Molly.